This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The tuition or tuition business has grown into a multi-million ringgit industry here in Malaysia. Tuition centres were unheard of in the 1960s, but their numbers started to increase in the 70s, followed by a huge jump in the 1980s. Fast forward to 2011, almost 90% of school students surveyed in the Klang Valley indicated that they had received supplementary tutoring. But is tuition really necessary? And what should we be expecting from these supplementary tutoring centres moving forward? This is Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're going to dig deeper into Malaysia's affinity with tuition with director and founder of Intuition, Stephen Shorthose. Now, Intuition is an education center that provides an array of educational solutions, support and learning tools in a unique environment. Located in Monkeara, the center offers tutoring services for your usual subjects like math, science, history and geography, as well as for ICT tuition, language classes like Spanish and French, and so much more. But I'll let the Chigu himself tell you all about Intuition. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, Stephen, parents seem to be willing to spend quite a bit to send their children to tuition centres. Sometimes it feels like tuition is an indispensable part of the Malaysian education experience. It's become part of the culture here. How did this happen?
Not ultimately sure. I arrived in 1996 and started working in Garden International School 5 years and then Alice Smith. And I was aware pretty much all along the 22 years that students have tuition. I taught top-end maths for many, many years, and all those students did many hours outside the classroom. I think it's a cultural thing. From UK to here, there was a big change. No one really does tuition so much in England, whereas compared to Malaysia, it's part of the fabric.
Okay, so tell me about Intuition and what it hopes to provide.
Well, we hope to raise the standards in tuition. We realise that the education industry is very competitive. Tertiary education, there's many, many companies. We've got international schools. They seem to. I heard there was 87 international school licences given out last year. But the tuition industry doesn't really have a market leader, so we've seen a bit of a gap. We'd want to improve. There's a centre here, there's a centre there, but there's no brand leader as such. We want to change that. We want to improve the standards in many, many respects.
Intuition is also certified by the Malaysian Human Resources Development Fund, HRDF, to improve soft and technical skills in the Malaysian workforce. So it's not just students that you work with?
No, it's actually many, many adults. We do the corporate training. We have a team of trainers who have mixed backgrounds, some very Malaysian and some very English. And when we come together as a team to kind of work out an idea of how to present some different ideas to a company, to a workforce, to a staff. You learn a lot yourself when you go to these places and basically see the companies take the course. We also have something which we're quite pleased about. We've got like a co-education space. What we do is we offer profit sharing rather than most tuition centres that offer a flat rate for tutors to actually. They come in and no matter how many people they teach, it's the same money and there is no real incentive for them to do better. So I think what we're offering is a kind of entrepreneurial situation to tutors. Basically, our centre is, I think we have some really big competitive edges with our location in Monkeara is probably the best location in Monkeara. It's quite incredible. Our premises is stunning. We spent a lot of money investing in. The community that we're in is really, really good. Monkeara is very, very. I think there's obviously two international schools there, three actually, if you include the French school, just a little bit further out. So there's a lot of families who go there, who actually go there for the reason of education. Schools are close by. So we're right in the middle of that. And my place is actually situated within, right in the middle of 8 huge condos. So people can literally just walk 20 metres and they're in our place and they get a bit of assistance on whatever education they need. But adults, we have lots and lots of adults learning English. provide education from everyone from 7 years up.
So when you tell someone that you're based in Montkiara, I mean, the general perception is that you're catering to the high-end market. Is that accurate?
It's not really, because we have people come in from actually... Amazing. We've got one mother who comes from Cyberjaya. And she turns up, yeah, and another one from Seremban. Got Shah Alam as well. So actually, it's oddly like a school. I always expected, because we aim to be a brand. We aim to open many, many. We want to be the market leader. We want to raise standards. We want to basically be in everybody's local community. So, yes. No, I don't think we really just cater to Montkiara, although... Obviously, it is quite useful if they can just walk next door to a tuition centre. That does help a little bit, for sure. So I guess we do have people very close, but we also have people from far away too.
So what was the motivation behind setting up Intuition? How did this idea come about?
Strangely enough, it was an idea that evolved over about a five-year process, actually. A friend of mine started the idea on a Sunday afternoon, Sunday lunch. We talked about it more and more. And then a few more people came on board. I have the most amazing supportive partners who have helped me basically arrive at this centre that we have, which is incredible. It really is. Everyone that's seen it says it's quite remarkable. All the classrooms are totally windowed from ceiling to floor. We like it being open. I mean, in UK, you're not allowed to actually be one-on-one in a closed room. So the fact that it's open... we've got CCTV in everywhere. It offers a very safe environment, very beautiful environment. So partners are really good. And the idea just seemed too good not to try it out at the end.
And what kind of courses does Intuition provide at the moment? What are you hoping to provide in the future?
Well, we provide all the standard school courses, English, math, science, all the languages, humanities, etc., economics, business studies. But one of the really big things that's happened for Intuition in the last few weeks, which I'm really, really excited about, is we got accredited as an HSK, which is a Mandarin course. It's run by the Chinese government. And they're going to actually provide me with four teachers that they pay the wages for, which is quite a remarkable scheme. The only organisation in Malaysia to get this this status, and the only non-governmental organisation. And we think that's going to be a huge, huge hit with the local community. We're just about to start Kiddo Code. So coding, the language which is called Python. Basically, this is another thing where we collaborate, which is another part of the co-education thing. We got a company who were recommended by many, many students from quite far away in the Cyberjaya, Putrajaya area. And parents didn't really want to go there. Mm. So they've helped cause this collaboration. And we have now a coding situation going on in Intuition. And the company is really, really highly recommended. And lots of students go there already. And lots of mothers are really, really pleased that they won't have to do a two-hour round trip all the way to Putrajaya and back. So, yeah, so they're quite pleased about that. So that was kind of forced by parents, really. We're also looking to do a one-year A-level course. This is amazing. I think, you know, schools are open 30 weeks a year. There's a week of teacher training, there's a week of trips, there's a week of enrichment days. You're pretty much down to 26 weeks, which is half a year. And international schools are getting an increase in price every year. And there's a whole range of non-refundable deposits and sinking funds. And I think your fees are, in some of these places, over 100,000 a year.
Wow.
So you could actually feasibly do a one-year A-level course or a one-year GCSE course and save yourself like 110,000 ringgit worth of school fees. Mm. So admittedly, it would be a kind of intense year. But also the idea of what we do offer is learning in a much smaller group numbers, class sizes. So I think every teacher, if they were truly honest, working with groups of 26 is doable. But it's far more, it's a much bigger advantage if you've got a group of five or six. You can put a lot more attention to each student. So with a group of five or six, you can actually accelerate the learning all the way through. We had a student recently who, for one reason or another, I don't want to go into his personal situation, but he had to miss a year of school. some difficult circumstances. And he basically was given 5 weeks to catch up the year, which he did with us. And he just passed his mocks and got straight A's all the way through with only 5 weeks of actually catching up a year's worth of school. So in the smaller group number, it is actually, you do actually get huge amounts of advantage and you can learn a lot quicker. It is a lot more effective, I think. Many, we're very flexible. So we offer a lot of educational solutions to families. Some families arrive in Malaysia, don't have a school place for 6 to 8 months. So what do? They leave the kids at home? No. Every family's greatest asset is their kids. So they will spend money, they will take care and attention to make sure that their education is right. So during that interim period where they may not have a school place, then we will provide an extensive package of tuition, basically. So we'll do maths, English, science, pretty much the entire school curriculum, really, and keep them up to speed, if not accelerate them through the course. So many courses. Yeah, we're just about to also link up with a company that offers preparation for Ivy League and Oxbridge universities. And they basically prep you for interview skills. They prep you for CV writing, how to talk in public and public speaking. And yeah, they're very good. 62%, I know this because they just got the results literally 2 weeks ago. 62% of this particular company's clients actually got places in Oxbridge and Ivy League, which is incredible. So they're going to come and be part of Intuition as well. So I'm loving all this, basically this team teaching, this team working together, collaboration with different companies with different expertise. We would like to think any teacher that wanted to strike out on their own, how can I say it? Yeah, would not really have any setup costs, minimalize their risk, the startup risk, which is quite an important time for any company. And join up with us. If you're really an amazing practitioner, you should be with us because we're going to be the best in everything. We're really striving to improve the standards and offer a better product. I mean, I saw one, there's lampposts everywhere selling tuition for 30 ringgit.
Yeah.
And it's all over every lamppost. I'm not sure how they get away with that. But I don't know, who do you get coming into your house? It's like, there's no background checks on any of these people.
How do you know if they qualified exactly?
Yeah, I don't know who. I rang up. I had to ring up just to see what was going on. And it was quite shocking. And it's quite dangerous to let these people into your house if you don't really know their backgrounds and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're trying to bring it out, revolutionise it a little bit, trying to improve standards in tuition, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break now for some messages, but when we come back, we dive deeper into the tuition culture here in Malaysia. Open for Business, we'll be right back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Begin fun moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. With me today is the director and founder of One Stop Education Centre, Intuition, Stephen Shorthose. Stephen is a passionate educator, having taught in schools like Garden International, British School Manila and the Alice Smith School for over 2 decades. And he's now founded Intuition to cater to the demands of this and the next generation of students. Now, Stephen, on the Intuition website, it says that the programs you offer go beyond helping students secure a high test score. And you just mentioned before the break all the different courses that you currently offer and hope to offer in the months to come. How are you managing your training or your teaching staff? You know, what are the requirements, the qualifications?
Basically, it's quite difficult to judge a teacher. I don't know how headmasters do it where they actually go and do an interview. I mean, if you interview people, you can get people who are really good at talking and then not good at the job. You can't really match people on that. I think basically getting feedback from students is one of the most important things. They are the clients. One of the differences with a school, I think most parents will know this, is that if your child doesn't quite click with a teacher, they don't quite feel the connection, it's a big thing. Most parents do complain about stuff like that because they're very keen to get their kids into the right connection, the right class, and you know, they're very keen to keep up to date with what's going on with the kids' learning. With a school, because it's so big, it's quite difficult for them to be flexible. If your child ends up with a teacher where the situation isn't perfect, you know, they may say, oh, they learnt a lot better with this other teacher. That I've heard that story from parents a lot.
But there's not much you can do about it.
That's what I was going to say. You can't do anything about it. No school will allow that change, because if they do, they open up the floodgates and there'll be a million parents wanting to change their kid with many different teachers for many different reasons. So that's something that doesn't really change. Whereas in a tuition centre, if the child doesn't like the teacher or doesn't feel they're going to learn or get any kind of inspiration from the teacher, then they just walk, they just leave. So we at Intuition think we have to listen to the parents, make sure we listen to the feedback that we get and try and improve accordingly.
And what is the student-to-teacher ratio like at Intuition?
Well, that's one of the major things that a school has. I mean, now, when I arrived, most international schools were, I think, 15-ish per class. Now they're 26, which is quite a large number. Actually, the size of school when I left UK. Anyway, they're getting bigger and bigger, which makes it a little bit more difficult for schools. What I like the idea of is to be much smaller and much more flexible. Class sizes to be around about 5 or 6 maximum. I like the idea of class sizes being bigger than one. One-to-one tuition is also seen as the best, which I slightly disagree with that, because there's a lot of peer-to-peer learning that goes on. And studies have shown that actually when students explain their opinions to other students, and the teacher is in there guiding it between those two, it's the greatest way of learning and the fastest way of a student retaining information. So on a one-to-one basis, it's seen as the best, but it's a little bit sterile in the way it's pretty much just you giving the information. You can have, obviously, discussion, but to have two students who are learning a language working together at it and the teacher actually directing that is far more effective. So I think the optimum class sizes is between 3 and 6, and we wouldn't go over 6 at all.
Okay, what about affordability? Are the rates at Intuition similar to other tuition centres?
They are. I mean, compared to what... I mean, there's a whole... Tuition centres are one thing, and then there's a whole range of tutors that aren't really with tuition centres, but they go house to house, or students go to their house. That's another thing that I think is a bit dodgy, but... Because you're not really supposed to be in another adult's house, unsupervised, I think, is. Well, I'm not sure here, but... I know in many countries it's frowned upon and it's just a bit dangerous, so most people just take that out. Yeah, the prices are very affordable. I think we're actually a little bit too affordable. If you get it's pretty much between about 65 for language classes to 100 ringgit if you buy a decent package for one-on-one. And if you see the premises, they are stunning, absolutely beautiful. And we spend a lot of time making it look like a 5-star feel to the places. And the other thing I like about Intuition is that if students come there, the pantries for both adults and kids. Another thing I noticed is you get a lot more interaction with adults because the numbers are so small. So the ratio of teacher to students is a lot closer together. It's almost, 1 to 2 or something like that. So students, instead of having 26 kids in the class and at break times there must be 1,000 kids running around the school playground with one teacher looking after them, and there's a whole range of stuff that can go on in a whole range of places. We at Intuition, I think we offer a very kind of family feel to the place. You know, I think it's a lot more secure. There's no chance of any kind of bullying at all anywhere because there's just too many adults. And so we think we offer a whole range of advantages to being at a school, but just because we're very small, very kind of flexible.
Do you see Intuition as a substitute for your traditional school?
I think we can be and we cannot be. So yes and no. We can be. I mean, when kids can't get into a school, we do offer all subjects to make sure that they stay up to speed, and we try to actually get them ahead of the curriculum a little bit to give them an advantage. Basically be a lot more... I mean, the other idea is that we have supervised homework lessons. So the best international school system in the world is Finland, and they don't do homework. I know it's very cultural for Asia to have a lot of homework, but what we'd like to do is, because we're a small business, basically with lots of outlets is what we intend to be, but we won't do PE, probably music, and those times will be spent doing supervised homework lessons at school. So I like the phrase of home is for home and school is for school. So when they leave school, there is no homework. Right. They've done it in supervised lessons with professionals helping them with their homework a little bit, rather than going home and fighting with mum or dad. Yes, school, they finish at 2:30. They've done the homework by then and they can go home and have a carefree mind. And
Enjoy
their childhood. Yeah, no, lots of homework. Lots of students do too much homework every night. Sometimes 3-4 hours a night, and it's crazy, really. Especially when they get home 2 hours after the school's finished, literally they have no time for anything.
True.
So I think a lot of school systems now, I think including Malaysia, has just reduced the amount of testing in schools. So I think everything's going towards that, trying to reduce the pressure on students, trying to make them a little bit happier, a little bit healthier. So all that's very positive, but I think the idea of having supervised homework sessions at school or during our extensive tuition program will help alleviate the stress on students.
Okay, here's a tough one. Most Malaysian parents feel the pressure to provide their children with a head start via tuition. It's a major selling point used by tuition centres and private tutors to convince parents and students to engage supplementary tutoring. I'm talking about getting straight A's, good exam results, with all the money and time that's spent on tuition. The elephant in the room is it all worth it? Pouring your resources into tuition for your child.
I think every parent wants their kid to have a better situation than they did. I think it's a selfless act being a parent, and they care dearly about their kid's upbringing, and education is a huge part of that. It shapes their character, their caliber, their future, basically. So it's very important, and parents, rightly so, put a lot of emphasis on education. So I think sometimes to supplement education in schools, parents sometimes don't think they're getting exactly what they should be getting in schools. I had a lot of parents moan to me about this, that, the other. So it's quite good when they come to us, and I guess we can fill that gap. So we kind of have tailor-made courses and tailor-made tuition, basically. Whatever you need, we can provide. Schools often have to cater to the masses, like they have 2,000 or 3,000 people, and it's quite difficult to cater for one individual need, because then you'll have thousands of individual needs. For us, we're a little bit more flexible than that, based on our nature as being a much smaller enterprise. So yes, I think everybody cares about education. Tuition helps, it supplements. If you're not quite getting what you think you should be getting, then parents will make an effort to close that gap, and that's where we come in, I think. So, yeah, I think we help parents, and it's about being part of the community. I'm in the centre of many, many condominiums, and there's a million families in there with a million lives. And if we can help solve some of their educational problems, then it's a great thing that we're doing.
Okay, and Stephen, just before we go, what's next for Intuition? What are your growth plans? And you mentioned that you want to be a part of every other community in Malaysia. How do you see this playing out?
Well, we have an idea of the hubs, the areas that we would most be needed. And our expansion plan would be to have a second centre in Ampang. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at Desert Park City, followed by SS2 Shah Alam. So that's 5 centres. We want to have, we've discussed it, and okay, this is a bit of a ballpark figure, but we decided that 30, we'd look at 30 to try and get it very close to pretty much everyone's local community. So we are in each local community. We want the students not to be an hour and a half travelling to school, but they can just pop out of the house and be in Intuition within 10, 15 minutes, longest, you know, to walk there. So, yes, we're looking to take a large slice of the tuition market and improve it, really. We think that if we have the best teachers, the best product, the best classroom, the best community, students will feel happy. We don't want students to just come to tuition and leave and go home. So we want students to come and stay at the centre. And I mean, they may have trouble at home having to clean their rooms from their mum, or they may be distracted from watching television. Whereas at our place, they can sit there, they can meet students from different backgrounds, from different schools. So it's quite interesting. Maybe doing different courses. You may have students doing SPM, you may be doing O-level, IGCSE. So there's a whole range of people doing different courses. And I think it's quite good for them to collaborate and just meet each other. So we have a beautiful cafe as well. So we have our own little road. It's quite amazing, our location. So it's very, very safe. We've got 24-hour security. Yes, we think basically we want to be part of the community, serve them. We want students not to just view us as a tuition centre, but a place almost like a library where they can come, they can hang out, they can study. Parents, if they've got errands to run, they don't have to worry about the traffic or getting back for the end of tuition, because they know their kids are safe in the tuition centre, and they can just hang out there and do some private study, basically.
I've been speaking with director and founder of One Stop Education Centre, Intuition, Mr. Stephen Shorthose. Now, if you miss any part of this show, go catch up by listening to the podcast, which you can find on our website, bfm.my, the BFM app, and on Spotify. And for more information on Intuition, you can check out their website at www.intuition.com.my. That's a wrap for this session of Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.